This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladef. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladef, a very, very good morning to you. I've been so looking forward to chatting to you. Can you hear us?
Good morning, Howard. I can hear you loud and clear now.
Perfect. Absolutely great. Wow. Political upheaval. Goodness, everything changes just like that. Tell us what happened and what this means.
So what it means, so first of all, is a change of government. And what's always positive, actually, is that it's a very peaceful change of government. No one accusing anyone of stealing any elections, a peaceful change of government. So for the last 10 years or so, we've had a conservative government called the Liberal Party here. It was resoundingly defeated in elections 2 days ago on Saturday. It lost approximately 16 seats in the lower house, which is incredible. And there's now a Labour government, which has come in for the first time in 10 years. So that means a new prime minister as well. The new prime minister's name is Anthony Albanese. And an incredible personal story, where the child of a single Jewish mother, disability pension, all the rest of it. And he's now prime minister, which is a reflection on this country that, you know, anyone can get to the top, which is great. In terms of some specific Jewish perspectives on the above, Scott Morrison, the prime minister who was defeated, was a very strong friend of Israel. He moved the Australian embassy to West Jerusalem 3 years ago, you know, declared the whole of Hezbollah terrorist state, a terrorist organization, the whole of Hamas a terrorist organization, recognized the IRA definition of anti-Semitism, and so strong and very strong and vocal support of Israel. Anthony Albanese has come from a left-wing background. That said, at the end of last year, he did an interview, an on-the-record interview with the Jewish community in which he denounced BDS, denounced apartheid analogy, endorsed the IRA definition, reaffirmed Labour's strong support of Israel, et cetera, et cetera. And so he made all the right noises in his last interview, which was a change from, you know, his starting background as coming from the left. And so there is a, you know, very positive relationship between the Jewish community and Anthony Albanese, the new PM. The other items of interest, the biggest item of interest, and it's made a lot of media, is that the former treasurer of the country, Josh Frydenberg, who would have been the new leader of the opposition, the leader of the Conservative Party, has lost his seat. And that's a real point of regret, not just for the Jewish community, but for the country. Because he was an excellent treasurer, a really hard-working member of the parliament, and he lost his seat, and which was pretty sad for someone who has given a lot, bright guy, and maybe he'll come back into politics in a few years' time. But in the meantime, he lost his seat, and it was a given that he would have taken over from Morrison as the leader of the Conservative Party. And there are still quite a number of Jewish members of parliament on both sides in the parliament, in Labour and in the Conservative, Liberal Party. And the other direct item of interest is that Dave Sharma, who we've mentioned before, who was this country's ambassador to Israel for 4 years, and he was in the most Jewish electorate, he too lost his seat. And so a great deal of interest for the Jewish community, as well as obviously generally for the country itself.
What does this mean to support of Israel and to the Jewish community? Because obviously this must be somewhat of a concern.
Howard, could you repeat the question, please? It dropped out.
I said, what does this mean to the Jewish community? Is there concern around support for Israel and a much more left agenda, which hasn't always been so supportive?
The short answer to your question is yes, there is concern, certainly among some quarters. And as recently as last week, in other words, 1 week before the election, a strongly identifying Jewish journalist, her name is Shari Markson, and who's on Sky Television, she has her own program, she has a high profile. She put together a half an hour video clip of statements which Anthony Albanese, the new PM, had made over the years, and which were, you know, harshly critical of Israel. But they were going back to 2000 and 2002, et cetera, et cetera. In 2011, Albanese, the new PM, helped overturn the pro-BDS resolution by one of our local councils. And as I said a moment ago, he gave an interview to the community end of last year in which he made absolutely all the right noises, denouncing BDS, denouncing the apartheid analogy, supporting Irish definitions, supporting Israel's right to exist, etc. He has met, you know, a number of times with Jeremy Corbyn, so he does come from the left. So just, you know, without even drilling into details, yes, there are concerns among members of the community. But it's important to emphasize that the Australian Jewish community leadership has a very good relationship with Anthony Albanese and, you know, is confident of working well together with him. The Labour Party, to put it into a broader context, every year or two they have conferences and the issue of recognising the state of Palestine comes up almost every single time. Now, obviously, that is a concern to the community, that is a concern to Israel to have unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state. And so, yes, and quoting one of the Australian Jewish leaders, Peter Wertheim, he said just after the election, quote, "We are still concerned that the Labour government would unilaterally recognise a Palestinian state and withdraw Australia's recognition of West Jerusalem as Israel's capital and revert to a voting pattern at the UN less sympathetic to Israel than under the government that has just been voted out." So that is just quoting one of the Australian Jewish leaders. And I guess the bottom line is, you know, there are good relationships with the new PM, and the hope is that will, you know, continue into the future, you know, with a balanced approach to, you know, to the conflict.
And we'll certainly watch that space. Sydney's last kosher butchery closes down after 70 years. This is a sad story.
It is a sad story and a shock. So it's called Hadassah Kosher Butchery. It's been there for over 70 years. That's 70. And last week, on one day last week, suddenly with no notice, a sign is put up on the window of Hadassah Kosher Butchery saying, "Yeah, we regret to say that we have closed down." And the same day, Katsi's, which is one of only a tiny handful of Jewish kosher delis in the city, also closed down the same day. And it's attributed to, first and foremost, COVID, leading to staff shortages, supply chain issues, substantial increases in the price of beef and lamb, etc. So it's quite a shock to the community, and specifically, obviously, those who keep kosher, buy kosher. And so the solution, in quotes, is all those who buy kosher food are now getting their kosher food, kosher meat from Melbourne,
wow,
which is like
Janet
on the same sort of distance. It's 1,000 kilometres away.
What would the number of kosher people be in Sydney? I would have thought that it's a reasonable
number. It's
pretty
small. It's estimated to be, the last time I saw a number, around 2,000 families.
Right.
And that's in the community of 50,000 people, which is around 12,000 families. That's a small percentage and clearly not enough to sustain it, given the price hikes and et cetera, et cetera. But not for, you know, a community of 50,000 people not to have their own kosher butchery, is pretty concerning, yeah.
It really,
and
really
pretty sad,
is.
Actually,
yeah, and I hope somebody comes up with a solution. Vic Aladev, thank you as always. It is 7 o'clock. We'll chat to you next week for the latest news from Australia.